Good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church on this beautiful, sunny, snowy morning. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. And we're going to be focusing on seven words in our text. Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. To put our text in its context, we'll begin reading in Ephesians chapter 2 in the 19th verse. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So we find in our context that all Christians, all true blood-bought believers in Jesus Christ, are two things. First, we are citizens of God's kingdom. Our citizenship is not on this earth, but our citizenship lies in the place where our hope is, which is in heaven. Second, we are members of God's church. And this speaks of God's church universal. This is regardless of local church affiliation. Notice the spiritual building which all true believers are. The cornerstone is Jesus Christ. The foundation is that of the apostles and prophets, meaning, by extension, the Holy Scriptures in their contents, which God inspired them in times past to write. The structure is the life of the believer. Now we have this alluded to in the context of our scripture in the 21st and 22nd verse. We also have it in the first epistle of the Corinthians. Some would say 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3, beginning in verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. The loss we find referred to here is not the loss of salvation, for such a thing can never be done. For if God were to do that, then He would not be true to Himself. The loss refers to loss of heavenly rewards for the believer. This is what we're working for, friends, here on this earth, as we work out our own salvation. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, that is, set apart. Which temple you are. Now, having explained the context of our text, I am now determined to speak of no other topic than Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. The cornerstone is essential to the building. And Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. First point this morning. The cornerstone is essential to the building. Now, spiritually speaking, Jesus Christ himself is essential to the faith. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation. This is a reference to the cornerstone. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Isaiah speaks prophetically of the coming Messiah, who would be laid in Zion, who would be the foundation of the faith of the faithful under the new covenant, who would be tried, tested in all points, such as we are, and yet without sin. A precious cornerstone. One to whom we ascribe infinite value and a sure foundation. With Christ as our cornerstone, our building shall not utterly fall. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Peter testifies after this manner. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. So we read from Isaiah the prophet on one side of the cross, and now we have Peter preaching from the other side of the cross, the work having been finished. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now, before putting a structure up, before we go to build something, before the laying of the foundation, the cornerstone, also known as the capstone, would be laid as the basis for the entire foundation and structure. So this is the meaning of this within the context of Bible days, and we still build things after the same manner today. So today, we might call this a groundbreaking ceremony. You ever been to a groundbreaking ceremony? You've probably seen them in the newspaper, and you know, you've got a bunch of people who are totally inappropriately dressed to be picking up a shovel and digging dirt, and they're all smiling for the cameras, and they get their faces on the front page of the Woonsocket Call or whatever. So when we have a groundbreaking ceremony, dignitaries from all over show up for the groundbreaking of this great building, this great thing that's going to be constructed, or this great new work that's going to begin. So it was that heavenly dignitaries attended to the birth of our Lord. The cornerstone had come. And the angels in heaven showed up for the groundbreaking ceremony. Wise dignitaries hastened westward to come as well, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Some shepherds showed up. Not many others. Not many of the great men of the world came, but many great men of God, many of the holy angels came, and they attended to the birth of Christ. Faithful men and women attended and witnessed the fulfillment of the 22nd Psalm and all its details. And they watched as the nails were hammered into the blessed hands and the blessed feet of the Savior. Then, on the third day, they attended to and witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so it was. Through their eyes of faith and belief, they became witnesses. Part of the innumerable company to the glorious salvation of our Lord, our God, our Savior. The promised salvation of God is that concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And by these things, Jesus Christ Himself broke ground for our faith. But the cornerstone must be established in our own heart to have its full effect. It is true that the groundbreaking, spiritually speaking, by way of doctrine of analogy, took place in history. But the groundbreaking must also take place in your heart. Many people believe in God. They believe certain things about God. They may think that Jesus is a great man, a great teacher, a prophet, sinless even. In believing all of these things, they do well and are quite correct, but it is not enough to attain to salvation. Jesus Christ must be Lord, Savior, and God. Jesus Christ must be your Lord, your Savior, your God.
Amen.
He must be Christ in you, and not just Christ only. Break up your fallow ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your hearts. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and rains righteousness on you. It's time for a spiritual groundbreaking, you who have been trusting in your own way. It is time to get back to the cornerstone of your faith, backsliding brothers and sisters. And it's time for all of us, above all, to put first things first and to major on the majors. Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus Christ Himself is the chief cornerstone. He is the agent by whom all things were created. The Bible says that by Him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. Jesus Christ Himself keeps all things going. And He is before all things. And in Him, all things consist. Jesus Christ Himself is the head of the church, as demonstrated by the power of His resurrection. Christ, the firstborn, the firstfruits from the dead. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. There are an awful lot of men struggling these days in religious circles, even Christian circles, even, I dare say, for the preeminence. But the preeminence belongs to Jesus Christ Himself and Jesus Christ Himself alone. Jesus Christ Himself has satisfied God's wrath against your sin by shedding His blood. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself. By Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Jesus Christ Himself is the perfect example of how to live. He is wisdom personified. He has the answers. You will not find the answers to life's questions in psychology, philosophy, television, or a Google search, or even in any other man, a man-made religion. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. According to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Scripture sets forth basic principles, right? Well, the world's got its basic principles too. Never the twain shall meet. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day which is right. Amen. You're either following the Lord, or you are following the world. You are either doing the Lord's bidding, or wittingly or unwittingly, you are furthering Satan's program on earth. What does the scripture say about Jesus Christ Himself? We've set forth many of the words of God this morning. But there's one scripture that for me really nails it home. All of these scriptures, by the way, are listed in your bulletin if you want to take a read of them afterwards and be reminded of these things. Certainly encourage you. Hebrews chapter 5 in the 9th verse says, "And having been perfected, He, Jesus Christ Himself, became the author of eternal salvation. Jesus Christ himself is the subject of the Christian faith, the object of the Christian faith, the author of the Christian faith, and the finisher of the Christian faith. Truly, he is our all in all. Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done on our behalf. Even though you have known from eternity past our works, our foolish hearts, the sin that we have committed and will commit. You have loved us with an everlasting love, and you have showered upon us such great grace, mercy, and blessing through your Son, Jesus Christ. May we never grow tired of hearing the Christian message. May we never cease to be amazed at, and may we never cease to exalt your Son in his work. May we never be guilty of counting the blood which is the satisfaction, the propitiation for our sins, as a small thing to be trampled underfoot by men. Lord, if there be any in our number this morning that has maybe been on the fence, I had questions about who Jesus Christ is, about what his role is, about the sufficiency of his sacrifice. Lord, you know, even we ourselves all struggle at times to understand the infinite as finite beings. But Lord, that such a one may be convicted this morning by your Spirit of the need and the urgency of the decision for Christ or against Christ. If there are any who came into this place in a backslidden state, after whatever that manner may be, may such a one find peace in the reset button of their faith, that their heart might be taught, strengthened, and edified. And Lord, for those of us who came here with no other thought aside from an earnest expectation of worshiping you in spirit and in truth this morning, May such a one be encouraged and rejoice that the gospel is being preached to the extent that the words of God, the very words of God, have been brought to bear upon every ear. May your peace abide upon this place in every heart. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ himself, our cornerstone. Amen.